This is ESPN 580 Orlando's Live, Local, and Loud.
Hey, welcome back. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. He's Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Grunowitz. Our special guest, Kay Rollins, joining us here today as well. We're going to talk some Orlando City soccer for the next half hour or however long she'll grace us with her presence. Well, we'll get you ready for the Jason Kreis era.
She can walk out on me any moment.
Hey, you know what? And it's good radio, though. When you can feel that tension, Jerry, yeah, it's good radio. So that's fine. We'll embrace that. We do appreciate you joining us here on Live, Local, and Live.
Now, the last time, Kay, and I'm going to formally introduce you momentarily, but the last time she was forced to be on air with me was at 6 a.m. in the morning. So this
you,
is...
You make it out
the
like...
The bar
these,
has been lowered a little
all
bit,
of these
you know?
Guests come in like at gunpoint. Do you know what I mean? Like, you, every
they
time we have someone
come
on,
in
it's
at
like,
gunpoint.
Well, they're forced to be here, so...
You know what? A glass of wine or a glass of beer would have been...
Yeah, that would have gotten it done.
I brought water.
There you go, exactly.
Water and candy. I tried to help out as much. Well, without further ado, I introduce Kay Rollins. Kay Rollins is VP of Community Relations and for Orlando City, the Pride, the whole program over there. And, of course, she runs the foundation as well. The foundation does an incredible amount of work here in Central Florida. I know I've been... I've had the pleasure of working with the foundation on several aspects and several of the city commissioners that I work with as well. Love what you guys do in the community, whether it be Robert Stewart or Sam Ings or Patty or all of them. You guys have helped everything with the city and actually beyond the city. You guys do a lot in Altamont and Seminole County and Kids House. And there's so many programs that you guys touch. Welcome to the show, and thanks for putting up with me.
Thank you for having me on.
Now, first, we're going to get to soccer, and then we're going to get more into the foundation stuff. A lot of people wanted to call in and aggravate you tonight, one of them being your former cohort, Jamie Watson, who made the trip with you from Austin to Orlando. And for those of you who now know this MLS juggernaut that's here in town but don't know a little bit of the story, I know that you actually, in addition to your involvement with the soccer program, you were actually the director of a children's program in Austin while you were there. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came to be?
Sure. So when I first moved over to the States in 2004, I didn't have my green card.
Okay.
So the only thing I could do was volunteer work. And so some friends of mine who lived there very quickly got me involved with a bunch of children's charities there, one of them being the Center for Child Protection.
And this is in Austin.
Yeah.
Which is good, because if you're not working, you're eating at food trucks,
right,
which can cause a lot of problems quickly.
Sure. So got very involved with that particular organization, was involved in a capital campaign, building a brand new center, a very revolutionary one at the time, because what they wanted to do was house all of the different departments in one place. So when a child made an outcry of abuse, rather than being dragged to the hospital, to the police, to the DA, you know, all of those different organizations, and telling your story over and over and over again, they could do it in one place. And they actually, just as we were leaving Austin, we just opened the new building. So I was...
No good deed goes unpunished,
no,
huh?
No, it was... I'm just so happy that we got it done. But that was part of... when we moved here, was why I got involved with the Howard Phillips Center for Children and Families.
Which my wife sits on the board for
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, yeah, yes. Which is an awesome organization who, I would say, besides all the things that we did in Austin, they've taken it a step further, because they have... an abuse prevention program that is 98% successful.
Wow.
And so obviously a big passion of mine. And so I very quickly got dragged into that one when we first got here.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, Howard Phillips Center for Children and Families is the nonprofit arm of the Orlando Health Foundation for Children. And it's partially funded by the Dr. Phillips Foundation, which I'm sure a few people in Orlando have heard of the Dr. Phillips Foundation.
Sure.
Now, that was 2010 when you guys came over. Did you kind of tell Phil at that time, if you're going to make me work for this team, then I'm going to have a charitable component for it?
No.
Was that one of those conversations we're allowed to know about? Or
not really. I mean, everyone's fascinated by the fact that, you know, how did the club even start?
Sure.
You know, when we say, well, we sat down over the kitchen table and said, what should we do? Oh, let's start a team. That's pretty much how it happened.
Wow.
We started it in Austin. And we started it with the premise that community would be one of the pillars of what we did. So right from the very, very beginning, even in Austin, our players were always out on doing appearances, talking about health and wellness, encouraging kids to stay in school, all of those things that we still do now. That was a big part, and that was where it started. And, you know, obviously we brought that with us when we moved.
Now, the funny thing is you didn't leave from Austin because it was a big failure, because what did they do in Austin? They turned around and started another Austin Aztecs team, which I has no affiliation, but nonetheless, the popularity was there. But you guys came to Orlando because you saw something, and I'm sure you guys both understood that maybe MLS was in the cards. Do you still have to pinch yourself every once in a while, though?
Yeah, I would say that's probably true. I mean, we realized that if we wanted to take it to the next level, it wasn't, unfortunately, going to happen in Austin. And we started looking at different markets. And obviously, that was in conjunction with speaking with MLS.
Sure.
Where are you looking? And, yeah. And the Southeast was just a soccer desert, basically.
Yeah.
But a desert in terms of,
sure,
of MLS.
Yeah.
So we knew that we were in a good place. And then it was just everything came together. I mean, this has been the most incredible, welcoming, friendly community that I've ever known, I think, from anywhere.
I think it's well documented, but I'm going to say it. When you guys made the move, you were called crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For
like,
sure.
You're leaving Austin, which is this trendy, cool, hip, you know.
Sure.
To where?
And to be honest, and again, this is fairly well documented. My first reaction was, Orlando, hell no. Quite honestly, because I really did not know Orlando
Disney.
At all. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with Disney, but that's people's perception is,
sure,
that. And Orlando has a downtown. It has a very thriving community, a high tech community. It's a lot younger than people think. Our median age is something like 34. Which I think people think it's, you know,
much older,
70 something. Yeah, exactly. Which it's not. But Phil's, as you know, is a smart guy and a great salesman. So he brought me to Winter Park and kept me there for 3 days and told me it was Orlando. And that was basically how he convinced me that Orlando was going to be this.
And there was a beetle living there.
Right. I know. And I just couldn't believe that this was Orlando. That this was anywhere near Orlando. Winter Park feels very European.
Sure.
You know, pavement cafes and, you know, just great wine bars.
I can't afford it, so I live downtown instead, you know. I'm in the lower end district just south of there. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk soccer. We've got Tom Traxler, who does color on our sister station, TV27, WRDQ. We're going to get into that, and we're going to talk a little bit about the good that's being done in the community. This is Live, Local, and Loud.